Hello, this is Lydia calling from Opinion Research, a national public opinion firm. We're talking with people in your area and would like to ask you a few questions on a confidential basis. Before we begin, could you please confirm that you are not driving and that you are in a safe place where you can talk safely?
I want to know how long this will take.
It's going to take between 5 to 6 minutes. The survey is about the school system in your area.
Okay. I am not driving. I am in a safe place.
Great. Thank you. And am I speaking with Jerry Fallett?
No, you're speaking with his wife, Mary Beth.
Okay. Thank you. Now, let's go ahead and move forward. First, do you live in the city of Stockton or outside the city of Stockton?
I live in the city of Stockton.
And are you registered to vote in California?
Yes.
Thank you. Now, let's move forward. Just 1 second. Now, just to make sure that we're covering different areas with this survey, may I ask, what is the zip code where you live?
95207.
Thank you. Now, are you or is anyone in your household employed by a newspaper, television, or radio station for a political party or by a candidate for a political office?
No.
Thank you. Now, are you or is any member of your household a teacher, an employee of a school, college, or university, or a member of a teacher's union or teacher's association?
My husband and I are both retired teachers, so we are not currently teachers, but we are retired teachers.
Okay, and are you members of any teachers' association or union?
Not anymore.
Okay, thank you. Now, just to make sure we're representing everybody with this survey, may I ask, in what year were you born?
1955.
Thank you. Now, which one of the following best describes you, a woman, a man, or you identify yourself in some other way?
A woman.
Thank you. Now, to ensure that we have a representative sample, are you from a Hispanic, Latino, or Spanish-speaking background?
No.
Thank you. Now, for statistical purposes only, what is your main ethnic or racial heritage?
Caucasian.
Thank you. Now, what is the last grade you completed in school?
Graduate work. I have a master's degree.
Okay, thank you. Now, how many children, if any, do you have in your household who are 18 or younger for whom you are the parent or guardian?
Zero.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various public officials and organizations. Please tell me if I read each one, if your opinion of it is very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is Mayor Kevin Lincoln.
I'm favorable toward him.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
I'd say very favorable for right now.
Thank you. And next one on the list is teachers' unions.
I'm actually unfavorable toward teacher unions.
Okay. Is that somewhat unfavorable or very unfavorable?
I'd say very unfavorable. I'm not happy with what they're doing these days.
Okay, thank you. Next one is Interim Superintendent Tracy E. Miller.
I don't have an opinion. I don't know.
Okay, no problem. Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you a list of various educational institutions. Please tell me as I read each one if your opinion of it is it very favorable, somewhat unfavorable, or very unfavorable. If I name one you don't know too much about, just tell me and we'll go on to the next one. The first one is public charter schools in Stockton.
Public charter schools, is that what you said?
Yes, ma'am.
I'd say I'm favorable, not very, but I'm favorable.
Somewhat favorable, then.
Somewhat favorable.
Okay, thank you. Next one is traditional public schools in Stockton.
I'm kind of getting unfavorable toward them.
Is that very unfavorable or somewhat unfavorable?
Probably somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. Next one is magnet schools in Stockton.
They're the same, somewhat unfavorable.
Thank you. And the last one is private and parochial schools in Stockton.
I'm favorable toward them. I think they're doing a better job.
Is that very favorable or somewhat favorable?
Very favorable toward them.
Thank you. Now, would you say public education in Stockton is headed in the right direction, or is public education in Stockton on the wrong track?
It's on the wrong track.
Thank you. Now, who would you say is most responsible for the quality of local public schools here in Stockton? The state legislature, the teachers' union, the mayor of Stockton, the superintendent and school district officials, the governor, or the school board?
I would say the teachers' union and the governor.
Okay. Now, how important do you think is that all parents have the ability to choose a school that best meets their child's needs? Is it very important, somewhat important?
It's very important for a parent to be able to understand their child's education, to choose their child's education.
Okay, thank you. Now, do you think that local public schools in Stockton need to change a lot, some, a little, or not at all?
Some. Not a lot, but the next one down.
Some.
Yes.
Okay, thank you. Now, from what you know or have heard, do you favor or oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton?
No, not public charter schools, no.
So would you say you oppose that?
Yes, I oppose. Yeah, yes, I oppose.
Okay, and would you say you strongly oppose increasing the number of public charter schools here in Stockton, or somewhat oppose?
I somewhat oppose.
Thank you. Now, I'm going to read you some words or phrases that might describe public charter schools. For each, please tell me if you think that it describes public charter schools very well, somewhat well, or if it does not describe public charter schools well, or does it describe them at all. The first one is a public charter schools serve mostly students of color.
No, I don't think that that's true. What are my choices again? Either true or false?
Yeah, either if that statement describes very well the public charter schools, or describes somewhat well, or doesn't describe them well, or doesn't describe them at all.
I don't think it doesn't describe them at all.
Okay.
What was the one above? Doesn't describe them at all.
Doesn't describe them well.
Give me my choices again.
Describes very well. Describes it somewhat well. Doesn't describe well, or does not describe at all.
I would say does not describe well.
Okay, thank you. The next one is public charter schools are open to all.
Yes, I believe so.
Okay, it describes very well or somewhat well?
Very well.
Thank you. Next one says public charter schools are tuition-free.
Public charter schools, I thought they were, yes, I think so.
Okay, would you say it describes very well or somewhat well?
Very well.
Thank you. Next one is public charter schools are non-profit.
No, that's not described well at all.
Thank you. The next one is public charter schools serve mostly low-income students?
You know, I don't know. I don't know.
Okay.
I don't want to give an opinion.
Okay, thank you. The next one is public charter schools are public schools.
Yes, I thought so.
Describes very well or somewhat
very
well.
Yes,
okay.
Very well.
And the last one says the public charter schools help improve the entire public school system.
No, I don't think that's their job to do. No, I don't think so. No, I don't think
it doesn't describe them at all or
yeah.
doesn't describe them well.
It doesn't describe them well.
Thank you. Now, over the past year, has your opinion of traditional public schools become more favorable, less favorable, or has it not changed one way or the other?
It's become less favorable.
Thank you. And what are some of the reasons your opinion of traditional public schools has become less favorable over the past year?
Because I feel they're getting too liberal. Teaching things that they have that should be best taught in the, by the family. Public schools should stick to teaching reading, writing, science, and not opinion.
Okay.
Reading, writing, math, and science. Left out math.
Okay. They are teaching things that should be taught in the household, right?
Yes. They're teaching things that are opinion, and they're teaching them as if they were fact, and they're not fact.
Okay. Thank you so much for your opinion. Let's move forward. We're almost done with the survey. I appreciate your taking the time to share your opinions with us. They are highly important to this research. Now, let me ask you, if a candidate running for office supported increasing the number of public charter schools in Stockton, would you be more or less likely to vote for them, or would it have no effect on your vote?
I don't think that would have – I would want to know the other issues. I don't think that would – I would not base – my voting for that person on that.
No effect on your vote then?
Yeah, my vote. So no, I don't think it would have impact on my vote.
Thank you. Now, thinking some more about local elections, many people we have spoken with say they only vote for a candidate for president, governor, Congress, or other mayor offices. How about you? How often do you vote for school board members?
I vote in every election, and I vote for school board members.
Always or sometimes?
I'd say always.
Oh, okay. Thank you. Now, the following statements about community refer to your neighborhood. Please tell me as I read each one if the following statements represent how you feel about this community, which is your options are very well, somewhat well, not too well, or not well at all. Here is the first one. Improvements to local schools would make me feel better about this community.
Yes. True.
Very well. Or
very
well. Okay. And the last one is increasing the ability of public charter schools would improve local schools in my community.
Yes. That's just going, yes.
Very well. Or somewhat well.
Somewhat well.
Okay, thank you. Now, moving on, how would you rate the opportunities for high-paying jobs for someone without a college degree in the greater Stockton area? Excellent, good, not so good, or poor?
I would say good. I think there are jobs available if people look for them.
Okay, thank you. Next, please listen to a proposal that is being considered here in San Joaquin County. The proposal is to create an early college high school program. This program provides high school students free college credits and career-focused pathways. These students would graduate high school with an associate's degree from college, have paid meaningful internships, and be ready for jobs or for further college education. Do you support or oppose this proposal?
I support that.
And would you say you strongly support it or somewhat support it?
I say strongly support it.
Thank you. Now, which of the following is the reason you most support this proposal? Receiving college credits while in high school, paid internships, technical certifications to qualify for a job, or reducing the money spent on a college education or greater career options?
The last two, greater career options, and it's reducing the money spent. Not everybody needs to go to a four-year college, so reducing the money, you said reducing.
Okay. Thank you. Thank you. We're almost done with the survey. We're in the 95%. So just a couple more questions, and we'll be finished. Just 1 second. Okay, now let's go ahead and move forward. So from which one or two of the following, if any, do you get most of your news about national and local issues? Local newspapers such as the Stockton Record, regional newspapers such as the Sacramento Bee or San Francisco Chronicle, or local blogs or websites such as the 209times.com, or social media, Univision or Telemundo, or Spanish language radio, or local radio stations such as 19 National Public Radio, or local TV news?
I'd say local radio stations or the Stockton Record.
Stockton Record. You can pick another one in case you want to.
Well, we let's see, TV stations, radio stations.
Local news?
Local news. Local okay. TV stations, record, and maybe local radio.
Okay, thank you. Now, I just have a few more questions for statistical purposes only. Are you currently employed, a student, a stay-at-home parent, retired, or unemployed and looking for work?
Retired.
Thank you. Now, in politics today, are you registered to vote as a Republican, a Democrat, Independent, or something else?
A Republican.
Thank you. And would you call yourself a strong Republican or a not-so-strong Republican?
Strong.
Thank you. And now, how would you describe your economic circumstances?
Good.
Okay. Would it be like middle class, upper middle class, well-to-do, working class, or low income?
Middle class.
Thank you. This concludes our survey, ma'am. Thank you very much for your participation. Hope you have a good evening.
Thank you. You too. You did very well.
Thank you. Thank you, ma'am. Bye-bye now.